For astronomers, this week will be exciting and nerve-wracking. NASA is launching the most powerful space telescope ever. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, this mission could be a technological triumph or a heartbreaking disaster.
The James Webb Space Telescope is 3 stories tall. It has a gold-plated mirror that's 21 feet across.
The James Webb will be the largest telescope ever put into space.
That's Mike Menzel, NASA's lead systems engineer for this telescope.
It'll be over 6 times bigger than its predecessor, the Hubble Space Telescope.
Because it's bigger, it will see farther out into space. And this new telescope will mainly look for infrared light from shockingly far away stars and galaxies. To do that, it has to be kept cold. Very, very cold, like minus 370 degrees Fahrenheit.
To get to those temperatures, we built a sunshield that is essentially an umbrella that'll keep the telescope and the science instruments in the shade.
This sunshield is the size of a tennis court. It was designed to fold up so it can get stuffed inside a rocket. The same is true for the telescope's huge mirror, which is made up of 18 separate segments. Right now, it's all ready to go at a launch site in French Guiana, and astronomers are antsy. Jackie Faraday is an astrophysicist at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. She says whenever the impending launch pops into her head, her stomach turns.
How are we going to do this? What's going to happen? My base level anxiety level is probably double what it usually is.
She thinks she'll actually feel calmer on launch day, despite the fear that a rocket explosion could obliterate the $10 billion telescope in an instant.
There's more anxiety now where it's not as real, but on launch day, I would say it's going to turn into that feeling of watching a historic moment, of being a part of a historic moment.
Even if the launch is flawless, no one can relax. That's because the telescope will then need to slowly unfold its heat shield, mirror, and other components. Garth Illingworth is an astronomer at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
You know, we'll have our 29 days of terror as we're watching things being deployed. So that first month is going to be rough.
NASA is not exactly playing down the risks. It put out a dramatic video called 29 Days on the Edge with folks like Mike Menzel, that systems engineer. He emphasized how many different little bits could malfunction and screw up the whole shebang.
We have 300 single point failure items, and they all have to work right.
Just for the sunshield alone, there's 140 release mechanisms, 8 deployment motors, 400 pulleys. All of this has been tested on Earth. But remember, after Hubble launched, previously undetected flaws required repairs done by astronauts. That kind of fix won't be possible this time. The telescope will be out of reach, about 1 million miles away. Still, Priya Natarajan is optimistic. She's an astronomer at Yale University who wants to use this new telescope to study black holes.
I am very excited, slightly tense, but, you know, I really think we can pull this off.
If all goes well, astronomers will have an unprecedented tool to do things like search distant planets for signs of possible life and to look for light from the first galaxies that formed after the universe was born, nearly 14 billion years ago. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.